Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time flies. I had to look this up. This was COVID era stuff, so
this
might be murky for everybody, especially this. Leon Rose was named the president of the New York Knicks on March 2nd, 2020.
Mm.
So I'm guessing most people don't remember that.
I do not. I know.
I'm guessing most people do not
remember
that.
March 2nd?
March 2nd.
Life might have been a little bit normal for about a week, yeah, and then it all broke loose.
Well, we were tracking towards something is about to go very, very wrong.
I thought I was still going to Kings Mavericks later on.
Yeah, right, right. Kamara was still flying in for Pelicans Kings that fateful night. Tom Thibodeau was hired on July 30th, 2020. So Tibbs was, in fact, Leon Rose's hire. I wasn't sure about that when I went to look that up, but he, in fact, he was his hire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 5 years for Leon Rose to form an opinion on Tom Thibodeau and the different teams that he's constructed there in New York. And they have had a steady ascension to the point to where they got where they were this year, an Eastern Conference finalist, mm-hmm. and a team that I think a lot of people thought had the opportunity to win the NBA championship or at least represent the East in the finals.
Yeah. And like Jesse talked about, I mean, the time is now. The time is.
John Cena said that.
It was like, well, John Cena. This
worst
guy.
Heel run of all time.
Oh my gosh. Nice. This is awful. I told you guys it was going to be awful.
It was like literally. We could talk about it later, I guess. Or whenever. It's wrestling. I don't know. It's June 4th, by the way. So maybe this fits, but.
And they still haven't started the NBA Finals. They start the Women's College World Series. I'm going to be tapped into that.
Oklahoma lost. You see that?
Yeah. Well, they got the young goat. The young goat.
How did Texas Tech?
That starts today or tomorrow?
Today. Kanady.
I'm not sure.
Najiri Kanady, I think.
You're talking about the one on Texas Tech, right?
Yeah. The young goat. She went from Stanford, Texas Tech. They hadn't even won a conference championship before she got there. Now they can win the national championship.
Tune into the 7th or 8th inning with KC, your softball coverage.
8th inning.
8th inning. Tune into the 8th inning.
This is a weird note on...
Sorry, Aldrin. Stanley Cup starts today. Sorry.
Oh, how do you do
even
it?
Know.
How do you do it? Yawn. Yawn.
They got McDavid. Don't nobody want to...
Shout out McDavid.
McDavid is
dope,
the SGA of the NHL.
No. Maybe McDavid like might be one of the best when it's over.
Man, we don't even care. It's cold.
I care.
You just yawned.
Because it's more about the Florida. It's more about the Florida Panthers. It's more about the.
You did just yawn.
I'll check in on Connor McDavid. I'm not watching.
Isn't Connor McDavid an older player?
No, he's younger.
Yeah, about what? 3 years?
4 years? Four, I'll go 5-6. I think at this point. Yeah.
This is his 5th or 6th year.
Yeah, at minimum, I think.
Oh, okay.
2 Stanley Cup appearances.
Mm. All right. I don't know why Wikipedia noted this. I don't think I read. Tom Thibodeau's never been married.
Married to the game.
I don't know why they know.
He's talked about that. That's why.
There was a New York Times article on him that said his obsessive focus on basketball is the reason he's never had the time or attention to have a personal life, marriage included.
Oh.
Okay. So again, when do you think the last time, other than Damian, someone thought about Tom Thibodeau at 2 a.m.?
Well, clearly, clearly nobody. And apparently Tom Thibodeau hasn't thought about anything except basketball at 2 a.m.
Married to the gay.
I respect someone knows his priorities.
Give my brother a dating app or something.
Did you see the picture of him with a full head of hair?
Oh, no.
It was like early 90s. He was on the Knicks bench. He had a lot of hair. A little mullet action.
Oh, my God. Really? Hold on. Tom Thibodeau. Let's see. Oh, my God. Wow.
This is like when you flash back to Tom Thibodeau in a movie, and it's like, this is what he looked like back in the 90s.
I mean, he's in shape, good-looking dude.
I'm not going to lie. He probably looks at like those pictures from the 90s like, damn, I used to have hair.
I had it all.
Like, that's a flow right there.
That is crazy. Oh, Tibbs. Someone get this brother a dating app and a good barber. Get him lined up real nice, man. Like, get this man a date.
I don't know if that one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we can salvage that one.
We'll get Tom Thibodeau on
the bachelor. That's what I mean. Let the barber do what he sees is best.
I just shave it off.
Yeah, let me cut these three hairs off, Tibbs.
What I'm saying, you see, I don't go in and tell my barber what to do. It's like, here's the look I'm going for. Do what you got.
That's kind of crazy. I'm not judging nobody, but that's kind of crazy. Like, you're in the mirror and you get the jail. The wife. That's wild, bro. That's wild. You get him a little force.
Well, the thing is, too, he did it. Like, when you look back, like when he was Chicago's coach, you still know what it is.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. There's more hair there. Now it's just like,
it's like a soul patch on the top.
Yeah, it's just tough, man. There's not a lot there.
I'm not judging. Like I said, I ain't got nothing to you know, slick back or anything. I get it, but
this picture, I got to retweet this picture of Tom Thibodeau. This is crazy. I'm gonna retweet it right now. You got to see this dude. He looked like an action movie star.
Yeah, he was still holding on in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, but still, again, you knew what time it was.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Tibbs is 31 in this picture I just retweeted. How old is Tibbs today?
My guess is 62.
67, actually.
67. I don't think I realized Tibbs was that old. With the exception of the... You know, he looks good for 67.
He does.
Just the... Well... That man ain't never getting married.
He might.
He's got money. He can get married.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, that's not like... Yeah, I'll leave it alone.
Does he get another job?
If he wants one.
Chicago, Minnesota, New York. He's a career 579. He has a career win percentage of 579.
He's a good coach. He's a really good coach.
He can't be an assistant again, though, right? Like, he's past that. Unless it's for, like a, you know, someone he's really championed to be a head coach.
The reason why I paused a little bit is because Jeff Van Gundy came back and was an assistant.
That's true. Yep.
So,
and who was that for again?
Clippers.
Was it Ty?
Yep.
Yeah, Ty doesn't really need championing, so.
So, maybe. I find it. I don't know. I find it difficult, somebody of his stature, talking about Tibbs, being an assistant coach somewhere.
Like, Tibbs and Doc, get the band back together.
Well, you know, I always liked Tibbs. You know, and when he left to go to Chicago, I think that's how it went. I was upset, but I understood it. But now we're trying to keep Giannis here, and we're trying to keep Bobby Portis as well. And, you know, I think it'd be good. I think it really worked. I mean, we did have the greatest 7-game championship of all time, and mom too. You know, but I really think that,
I think it
you
was
know,
6 games, wasn't it?
Well, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just talking when about we
when we have our full starting five, nobody's beat us. Okay, you know, that's what
talk.
It was.
Let him know.
So when we had our full starting five,
why'd you trade?
And Tom Thibodeau, you know,
why'd you
we have lost
Kendrick Perkins in.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, he was coming off the ACL, and. You know, it was one of those things where we just had to do what we had to do. You know, and Rondo was there, and you know, and Big Baby Davis, Big Baby, you know, he was there. And
you know what? We're gonna cut this off. We're gonna cut it off.
Thank you.
Because you know,
thank
we got the NBA Finals
thank
coming
you.
Up.
Finally.
Chris Broussard, what do you think about this whole situation?
Well, the NBA Finals are clearly one of the prestigious events in all of sports. Now, I will say this. When you have Indiana, when you have the Oklahoma City Thunder, you have two teams that definitely know how to play basketball.
Are we all proud of the product that we're putting out there today?
Hey, bro, I fooled you on that one.
No, you did.
Yeah, I got you.
No, that was good. That was good.
Hey, Wood!
He got him in the air. He got him in the air. Stay on your feet.
This is why Charlie's coming. He's telling no one's listening anymore.
We got to change the rejoin music, guys.
Yes. Come on, man. We need to.
What do you think we change the rejoin music to some rock?
We need some 80s. We need some 80s rock music here to bring people back.
What do they call hair bands?
Hair bands, yeah. A little Poison. Right. Def Leppard.
I only know one Poison. That's the song.
No, there's that Poison. There is a hair band called Poison. I think Motley Crue is considered a hair band.
I've heard of Motley Crue. Once again,
I think Def Leppard is a hair band.
I'm going to the alt soon, bro. I already talked to Andy.
The alt?
Catch Casey and Andy Hawk?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Really want it.
You used to talk fantasy football. That's their bag.
Oh, yeah. Andy loves talking fantasy football.
Doesn't Dallas do fantasy too?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in the company league.
Yeah.
Dallas listens to this show for some reason.
Dallas listens to this show, follows a lot of the things I say on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I barely see Dallas.
He's about sick of you.
Well, I barely see Dallas. And I don't, you know, I'm cool with him. But when I see him, he goes, oh, so you want to trade DeMontis Sabonis, huh? It's like, do you follow me? You listen to what I'm saying? Shout out, Dallas.
He's probably listening right now.
He might be.
Dallas, tweet me if you're listening, big dog.
I think Dallas interviewed Ice Cube over the weekend at, not this weekend, but the Bottle Rock weekend.
Dallas be making moves on the low.
Now he do.
Yeah.
Well, they like Dallas here. So it pays when the company likes you. When it doesn't, you're us and you make your own t-shirts. You notice they got Abe t-shirts. The Wake Up Call is getting ready to launch their t-shirts for the Wake Up Call Live at the end of the month. Yeah, that might be it. That might be every... Like, Abe is working at Burger King or something. He's, like, making
he
Whoppers.
Yeah, I saw that. And where did he hang the camera? Did he hang it off?
I don't know what.
A light like or something?
Like, when Abe does a social media video, he puts the camera up like it's the Money in the Bank ladder match. He's got that joint hanging from the middle of the... He's got hanging from the middle of the ring, and he stands under it and does his video. But I love Abe. He's full of great ideas.
Shout
and
out,
for some reason, he's
Abe.
Yeah, the Zabo got these $2 Whoppers over at Burger King.
Damn. Where? What? Is it this one around the corner?
I'm going to talk to Abe.
I need that. Yeah, $2.
Burger King is low key, like fire.
It is. No, yeah, it really is, man. It's kind of slept on.
You got to know what you're doing there,
yeah,
but
man. Burger King really is. Maybe, yeah.
Don't Burger make King that face. You never had an original chicken sandwich, huh?
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's the face of someone who hasn't.
I'm just talking about the Whopper. I don't know.
So Whopper's fire. See, you need to get an original chicken sandwich.
They used to have the...
Coke Icy as well, please.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what was that?
Coke Icy.
Sell Icy's at Burger
King?
Yeah,
see?
Burger King got it popping, bro. Burger King
got They got a dessert?
Yeah. Really? The cookies, the chocolate chip cookies are bomb. They're bomb.
Okay.
We've been kind of different on our fast food takes, by the way, lately.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're corporate now.
Wow. Corporate Kenny. He's demanding you wear a suit to work. Him.
Nah, you, brother.
What are you talking about?
I don't even have fast food. Yeah, why would you be talking about me?
What did we disagree on?
Dude, I was going to McDonald's the other day for the $16. Like, no, they charged you right.
No, I didn't say they charged you right. I said that's about the norm.
I think you know a guy.
Spent $40 at McDonald's
Damn.
A week ago. For me and the kids. Jazz didn't even get nothing.
That's crazy.
It's me and the kids.
That is crazy.
Oh, have you dropped the We Got McDonald's at home yet?
Yeah. I'll be like, we go home, make some sandwiches.
Chips in a turkey sandwich and call it a day. We'll come back. NBA Finals get started tonight. Is SGA having one of the best seasons we've ever seen? We've got that much more ahead. These Giannis rumors are as hot as they've ever been right now. Plus, James Hamm at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. And Kenny's trying to trade Sacramento Kings. There's one we haven't talked much about this year. This offseason, I should say. It's all ahead. Steele and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hey, shout out to my man, Coach Fields, man. He was in the chat. I hope he's still listening. I just saw they got the Monterey Trail Summer League popping off, man. I'm going to have to pull up, man. I know it's on Wednesdays. I don't know. Let me know in the chat or text me. But I'm pulling up, man. I got to go check out, man, some of this high school talent. Because they only get to play with their teams like in June.
Mm.
They that's something that I do like, is they kind of dead AAU for the month of June. So these kids play in these tournaments with their schools. Mm-hmm. So April, May, they're with the to July really is the end of it all. But June, maybe shutting it down, letting the kids play with the high school. So Summer League, I'm going to go check that out. And then the Pro-Am is starting next week too with Gus. I was talking to Gus the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Good stuff right there. The NBA Finals gets underway tomorrow. A friendly reminder, D'Lo and Casey will be joining Matt George and Kevin John following the game over on ABC 10. So check us out for a little TV coverage as the NBA Finals get underway with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers, a series where I feel like the discussion has been more about the market size and potential ratings of the series, then the fact that we have two really good basketball teams playing in the finals with two really good young superstars and two really well-built teams. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of exciting components to this NBA Finals. I'm not even remotely concerned about Indiana or Oklahoma City, the markets or the arenas or the crowds. I'm excited to watch these two teams play. I'm excited to watch these two superstars battle it out. And I think we're going to have a far more compelling NBA Finals than a lot of people do. I understand that every metric will lead you to believe, like OKC, and this actually ties into, this conversation, but like OKC is having one of the best seasons we've ever seen a basketball team have. This is a 68-win team that is beating teams' asses on their way to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And, Indiana, not quite the same. Indiana got off to the slow start, had a stretch, I think, in early January. They won maybe like 13 of 15 or something like that. Had a really, really similar stretch, 13 and 15, maybe 13 and 16, something like that, mm-hmm. At the very end of the season. And team that, really got kind of hot in the playoffs, started establishing themselves as one of the stronger teams left. And I think we've got a really compelling finals ahead. I don't think this is four and out. I don't think we're getting a series like we saw with the Thunder and Timberwolves. I think Indiana is a significantly better matchup than anyone that the Oklahoma City Thunder have played so far. And I think we've got some compelling things ahead.
Yeah, I think Indiana's got a real shot. I wouldn't favor them. I'm picking OKC to win the NBA Finals. But I'm not sleeping on Indiana and what they can potentially do. I asked, I think I asked Jesse, somebody the other day, for anybody that was like, hey, you know, this, they're going to run away with this. I said, do you think Indiana, who you think is better, Indiana or the Denver Nuggets? And I think whoever was asked, I think it might have been Jesse, but whoever was asked was like, oh, the Nuggets are better. I was like, I wouldn't say that. And even if I thought the Nuggets were better, I would say at least Indiana's on that level.
It was not me, by the way. I would not co-sign that one. That? I don't, maybe, was it on Friday?
Yeah.
Maybe you were talking hoop with Eddie Gonzalez.
No, definitely didn't talk to Eddie Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, no, he didn't.
Eddie forgot to log in. That's what the text exchange was about.
Yeah. Me and Kenny hit 228. All right.
He said it was in his spam folder.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Send Jesse to spam. Cold world.
But
somebody.
I think even if you think Denver is better, I'm not here to argue like they're definitely better or not. I think they're on the same level, and they were able to push Oklahoma City to 7 games.
I think I'd take Indiana in that situation too.
The Indiana or Denver?
Yeah.
I would too. I think Indiana's better than Denver, but I've been disrespecting Denver majority of the season, and they absolutely proved me wrong with their performance in these playoffs.
I think Indiana's significantly better than Denver. Biggest fault with Denver, I think, was their, and we saw this play out, was their lack of depth. Mm-hmm. That's one of Indiana's strong suits. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of their strong suits. I think one of their key guys, who I think you and I both really like, will be really interesting in the series, is TJ McConnell. Mm. But in most games, in most series, like, TJ's fantastic. I think this is a really interesting matchup for him, particularly. But I think one of the strongest things that Indiana has going for him is their depth.
Shout out to TJ McConnell's sister, picked up by the Mercury too, by the way. Big ups.
Okay.
Securing the Bagley says that nobody is close to Jokic on Indiana. I understand that, but they got some really good ball
players. Why are we talking about Denver, though?
Well, because he thinks Denver's better, or Denver pushing OKC was because they had Jokic. Nobody on Indiana is as good as Jokic, so they probably won't be able to push OKC the same way.
Indiana's a better basketball team than Denver.
That's what I say. I agree, but I think the depth that Indiana has, the way that all these guys, like everybody that steps on the court right now for Indiana is playing at a high level, it feels like. Mm-hmm. You know, Thomas Bryant came in, played excellent in Game 6. And if they continue to get that type of production from damn near anyone that steps on the floor for them, I think they got a real shot. We talked about it yesterday, and I agree with you. They've got to find a way to get one of the first two games. It's the same thing I kind of felt with Minnesota. Once they didn't get either one of their first two games, I was like, this is pretty much over. Yeah. But Trista talked about it as well. OKC can be had on the road. They can also win, but they can be had on the road. But you got to set yourself up by winning one of those first two games in OKC. If you can't do that, I think the best you could do is 0-2 in a 6-game series. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can win the series if you lose those first two games, if you're Indiana.
I'm sure this stat has been out there. It's not one that I was looking for prior to this conversation, but we did talk like how important we think winning one of those first two games are, and it looks like Oklahoma City lost 2 in a row twice. Mm. That's how many times they lost 2 games in a row this year. They lost to Dallas, and then at San Antonio at the beginning of the year, near the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And then near the end of the year in April, they lost at Houston and against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. So the simple math of their season says it doesn't happen very often.
This
is a team that wins game in bunches. I mean, again, it's a 68-win basketball team, man. Mm-hmm. It's a 68-win basketball
team. One of the great teams we've seen in recent memory.
With one of the great seasons that we've seen of all times from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he has the opportunity to add to that. I know Sakarin DeBagley was pointing this out in the chat a minute ago. Only Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal have won the MVP, the finals MVP, and been scoring champ. He's staring those last two achievements in the face headed into this series. And it feels like, despite the MVP, despite the 68 wins, SGA is having an understated season. There wasn't, I mean, I understand. When the Lakers got Luka Doncic, it got really, really loud. The Lakers noise got really loud. When Jimmy Butler, you know, went to Golden State and Golden State went on that second run that they had this year, it got really, really loud. It was never at any point this year that loud for Oklahoma City.
Do you think this is a NBA, like the way they cover the league problem? Like, is this any... Is this
like an NBA problem or an NBA media problem?
NBA media, because like the Celtics did all... lit up all the stats last year. It's kind of like you're waiting for them to just win. Is it? Are we waiting for the Thunder to win, or why do you think it's being understated?
Because it's not sexy. The Celtics, you were waiting for to win because that was the last thing that they could do.
Yeah.
Like, there was no other outcome for Boston that would have worked. It was win, or we are going to trash Jason Tatum all offseason and all next season. Jason Tatum is almost disqualified when winning the MVP because of the way the Celtics are covered.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But that was different because the Celtics are one of those teams. They're always going to be covered a certain way. But it's just like, yeah, there's nothing we can say about them because we're literally waiting for them to do one thing and they can't do it till June. I think no matter how much people were singing the praises of Oklahoma City Thunder, I think most of those people were expecting them to lose at some point.
I disagree.
Okay.
I would say one of the reasons why you don't...
Maybe not expecting them to lose, but waiting for them to lose.
I would say the reason why you don't hear much about them is because it's the exact opposite. Everybody, like, they're the best team. And they've been maybe focusing on these other teams to see who can beat them. But... Not,
see, like I don't feel like been, that was the case till Minnesota.
Oh, no.
From
things I've heard, they've been the pick the entire season.
No, sure. Like, I know people have been picking them, but I mean the, they're just beating every team so bad. We're just waiting for them to. I felt like that really started to happen against Minnesota. Mm. We're like, that felt like that was the actual conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, now we're just waiting to crown Oklahoma City at this point.
Yeah, you find a way. It's our job. But what more we got to say about OKC and SGA? I mean,
I don't know that we've said much about them all year, other than they're good.
They're great.
Like, SGA is legitimately having one of the best seasons we've ever seen a professional basketball player have.
Yeah, and we were saying, me and you were saying, in the middle of the year when people were trying to. You know, Jokic, this, mm-hmm. No, it's SGA, he's the MVP. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the MVP. Like, we, on this show at least, mm-hmm. we've said, this dude is spectacular.
He's having the best season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the MVP. So, you still got to find ways, you know, as media and people who follow the NBA to create these conversations. But I don't know. I think the team is just a little nondescript. Once again,
no, they're they're boring.
Well, I think the franchise is a little nondescript. It's almost like I almost compare it to Derrick Henry on the Titans. Like, if Derrick Henry was doing what he did for the 49ers, I mean, that's local, but if he was doing that for the Packers or the Bears,
mm-hmm.
you think it would be a bigger deal than when he was doing it with the Titans?
I don't want to, like, kill your point. I felt like what he was doing was a big deal with the Titans.
But was it talked about the same way? I kind of
feel like it was. Derrick Henry, you're talking about his 2,000-yard season?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like it. I felt like that was a big, you know, like, is he going to break the record? I felt like that was a big talking point. Do you think Saquon was covered different last year in Philadelphia than Derrick Henry was a couple years prior in Tennessee?
I think he was. I think Christian McCaffrey was a little bit too. But it's not like they completely ignored Derrick Henry, but they don't completely ignore SGA either. But sure. It just doesn't feel the same, you know, in some of these franchises.
So is it the Is it the player or the franchise?
I think it's the franchise. As
that doesn't feel like it's something that's going to change.
Well, that's what I asked yesterday, right? Like, when does our perception about the AFC South change? I don't know. Like, Titans, Jags, Thursday Night Football. What do? Ugh.
Well, if you have a 10-2 team and a 8-4 team, is that more compelling?
Did they have a Sunday Night Football a couple years ago with the AFC South on the line? I feel like they did.
Yeah, I don't know. They might have.
It might not have been that last game of the season. It might have been a week or two before that. But
last year? Was it the Texans?
Texans.
Okay. That's terrible.
The Texans. Can you give me the state of all, like, how are those four teams? Just like go one by one. Like the Texans are good. The Colts are.
Oh, the Colts aren't very good.
The Titans are.
They're not good.
The Jags are.
Yeah, I'm not buying the Jags. I'm not buying Trevor Lawrence.
At least you had an opinion. So, and it didn't take you long. Might have been like,
but you know why it's easy?
Wait a minute. Why are the what? The
no, Colts? It's easy though. With football, it's easy. Houston. C.J. Stroud, good. The Colts, Anthony Richardson, ?
Didn't they sign a quarterback, too?
I would hope so. Didn't you bench Anthony Richardson last year?
They did. Well, no, he benched himself.
That's right. He benched himself, and then they benched him again.
Yeah.
Then you got
Daniel Jones?
Then you got the Trevor.
They got Daniel Jones, the Colts, too? Oh, that's right.
Okay. Got me there.
If you're into that sort of thing?
Got me there. Then you got the Trevor Lawrence, Willie or won't he? And what's the other one? Jacksonville, Indy.
Oh, and the first pick. Cam Ward in Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, and I don't know. It's not Cam Ward I'm worried about. It's the rest of the Titans I worry about.
I don't, maybe I'm wearing that comparison out too much, but that's what it always reminds That's what OKC no, I get always it. Reminds me of. AFC South. It doesn't mean they're not good.
I get it, but I feel like that can change from season to season. Like Houston was one of the most exciting teams in the league, 2 years ago?
Yeah, but Houston is in Houston. Right? It's in Houston and even the
Texans. But it's still the conference.
Yeah, and I might be talking specifically Titans.
Jacksonville and Tennessee. Jacksonville.
That's what OKC
reminds. Why do you hate small markets so much? What did they do to you?
Indianapolis.
You never watched small market big heart?
Well,
you didn't say Indianapolis. Stupid, you said Jacksonville and Tennessee.
Yeah, well,
I don't even think Tennessee is a small market. That's Nashville, isn't it? Is that small?
Nashville might be a bigger market than Sacramento.
I would think Nashville is, but I don't know that for sure.
It's close, though.
I know people go to Nashville to party.
Nashville, I want to go to Nashville. I want to go to Nashville.
Well, all right.
Is the issue with OKC not that there's...
I think a lot of people, I saw the Venetian this week from Nashville.
It's not about them being a small market team, but more so they're an expansion team with no real history.
That's kind of what I talk about, because I use the example.
Well, who's the expansion team?
OKC, because like, unless like you're just, oh, I love the Sonics, and like that's still the Thunder, like that's there's no history with the Thunder.
Indianapolis I get it. Is a small market, yeah, but they got history.
But let's be careful, OKC's not an expansion team.
Like, expect,
I get
what
your
I mean,
point.
Though, yeah.
I get your point. I just want to be clear. They're not an expansion team.
How long have they been in OKC? Has it been? It's probably been about 12
Kevin
years.
Durant. No, it's KD's first year was in Seattle.
And he's going into 17.
I think he's going into 17. Yeah. So it has to be 16 years.
Yeah, expansion team was the wrong term to use. A team that moved and kind of just ditched their history.
No, yeah, and you're right. Like,
yeah,
and you're
like,
right.
That's my point.
And you're right. Don't talk to me about the Sonics. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not want to see Sonics highlights leading into tomorrow night's game. You can give me all the highlights you want of like Thunder and Heat or KD and Russ and Harden and Paul George and you could do all that. Don't talk to me about the Sonics when you're running the recaps of these two franchises.
Well, yeah, like Drew Down says, just because he has no memories of Seattle, no one's throwing up Gary Payton highlights for this Thunder series.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't do that.
To Jesse's point too, Jacksonville been around for almost 30 years, and they still don't have no cachet of being. Carolina kind of does because they play those teams like they have those moments against. They've got the Bret Harts, right? So they play the Saints, They play the Falcons, mm-hmm. and they've had conference clashes, or excuse me, division clashes with the, you know, the side that can, you know, give them the rub. Pause.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, it's no. Oh,
that's
no.
A...
no.
No.
No. It's a flag. It's a 5-yard penalty. Just keep it moving. But no, it's a clear flag. What do you think this is?
What? I was going to say get them over.
Well, you should have.
That works better?
Well, yeah, everybody knows what getting them over means.
What, you just going to let them say it again?
No, that feels
there's nothing wrong with that.
That feels like jumping off sides but jumping back before the ball snapped. Like, yeah, you got back in time, but we saw you.
But, yeah, they have the – and then there's another thing. When I talk about football, I don't know if NBA has this at all, but the NFC just a little more prestigious. They have more historic teams than the AFC.
Okay.
So the Panthers being in the NFC, you know, they'll have these memorable moments against the Packers and the Bears and their division and all this other stuff. Whereas Jacksonville, with their division and some other stuff, they just haven't really – that's a team that got into an AFC championship game. Do you remember that?
Sure.
Don't nobody even know.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback? Who'd they lose to?
Wait, quarterback, say that again. I was eating my lunch.
Jacksonville's gotten to a conference championship game.
Was it Blake Bortles? Jake DeLone?
No, that he played for the Panthers.
Jacksonville got through with Blake Bortles.
Wait, didn't they beat Jacksonville? it wasn't Blake Bortles.
No.
It took Jacksonville to the
– actually, they too. They've been to two.
Are we talking Byron Leftwich, David Gray?
No, you're right. Blake Bortles.
Yeah, that wasn't even that long ago.
No, it wasn't. The original one that I was also thinking
about.
Let me
throw in Mark Brunell?
Mark Brunell.
Hey, we know Jacksonville.
Really? What year? Was that like
– I think that's when they play – I think they played the Broncos. Or no.
What Broncos?
They beat the Broncos, and then they played – who did they play in the AFC Championship game? Because the Broncos were like the one seed. And they beat the Broncos to get to the AFC Championship.
What was this? The Cup? What Broncos was this?
This was Elway Broncos.
Oh my God! What year was this?
96, 97, 98.
John Elway was in the league in 96. It was like John Elway retired in like 88. What year did he stop playing football? Jesus.
He was in the league forever. And then he got his two Super Bowls and left.
Oh, good for him.
That's how he did it.
Thank you, Terrell Davis.
Yeah. Played that game with a migraine, too. That's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy. Absolutely nuts. Anyways, the answer is no. You're determined to find out who they played.
Yeah, I want to see who they played.
Patriots?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, this... no. This was probably awful. Although, they had some players. They lost to the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game.
Now, does this destroy your argument? Was that Tennessee versus Carolina?
Nobody even remembers.
Was that Tennessee versus Carolina?
Tennessee versus – you don't even remember that. Tennessee versus the Rams.
St. Louis. Yeah, okay.
So the stopped at the goal line.
Stopped at the goal line. 3 yards short. Dude's knees down at the 5 and he reaches. Oh, it was so close. All right, dude. Whatever, man. They have tried so hard to make us believe that was a goal line stop to win the Super Bowl. Man's knees was down at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, so that conference championship, boy, that was the ratings gate on that one. It was Titans, Jags, and Bucks. Rams.
Okay.
Ugh. Now, the Rams were the greatest show on turf. So
who's the quarterback of the Bucks?
Sean King, I think. I believe. Let me check.
That's 96?
That's 99.
I was going to say, I thought
99, 2000.
Okay.
I believe it was Sean King. Yeah, I don't know. It's not Sean. Oh,
not the activist.
Well, yeah. It was Dilfer, but I feel like he got hurt. And Sean King played in those conference championship games. Could be wrong.
Okay, bring this back to OKC again.
You asked why. SGA kind of gets overlooked. I think the
same reason Sean King gets overlooked. SGA, Sean King, same thing. Wow, you heard it here first. Goodness gracious.
I feel like the franchise hinders him a little
SGA,
bit.
SGA, Blake Bortles, same thing.
Oh, man, Blake Bortles.
Jacksonville was, weren't they like 12-4?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For that year, 13-3?
Well, maybe, but they played a bunch of road games and they beat your boy in the playoffs.
Who's my boy?
Jesse, you remember
who's
they beat?
Who's my boy?
They beat your boy. That's not a good look. It's not a good look. They
beat your boy. Is my boy?
They beat your boy. Well, he's my boy, too. He's my boy, too. I want to be clear. He's my boy, too.
This is always interesting because the other day he's like, yeah, your boy. And like it was like he was talking about LeBron for me, so.
But LeBron, my boy, and this guy, my boy. He Tomlin. That boy let Blake Bortles come through there. And that's
said,
my boy.
You said Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
That's my boy?
Yeah, it's not?
It's fine.
Oh,
I'm
stop.
Just saying Mike
that's,
Tomlin
that's
doesn't.
That's my boy.
I'm
Mike just Tomlin, saying, my boy. Oh, I support black coaches.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden, Kenny loves black coaches. Wow.
It just happened.
Wow. No, after trashing Ty Lue and trying to dump Mike Tomlin last year.
That didn't happen. I did not trash Ty Lue.
I would pull if there's just no way. Like, I don't even think we were on the stream when you were trashing Ty Lue. I think I was the only person who could see you. Pre-Invisalign.
That's my boy. That's my boy. Yeah, Sean King in that game, by the way, 171 yards, 17-31. They didn't score a touchdown. It was 11-6.
Ugh. Is SGA having one of the best seasons we've ever seen?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
It's not fair. It's not fair. Yeah, I'd put it up there. It's not fair. I put Steph's unanimous MVP up there. Mm-hmm. To me, it's still LeBron's 2011 and 2012 season. But mm-hmm. if I really want to stretch it to, I think it's 11-13, mm-hmm. because again, not a fair. It encompasses the Olympics.
Yeah.
And that man won a championship, an MVP, a gold medal, a championship, and an MVP in those two successive seasons. Like that, and that run in 2012 was just, you know, phenomenal. You could throw SGA's, you know, Olympic stuff in there too if you want to.
You don't do that. That'll lessen the case. Well, they didn't even medal. But it kind of reminds me, and his team is way better, and they are way better, and I think they'll accomplish more. But it reminds me of Iverson in 01, you know, being a guard, leading the league in scoring the way SGA did, winning that MVP, number one seed, 60-win team, plus 60-plus win team. So, yeah, he's having a great season. He's having a phenomenal season. I love SGA as a ball player. I don't know him as a person. He seems great, too. But I love his game. I love what he brings to the table. As a leader, I'm a big fan, man. Big fan of SGA.
All right, we'll
come
back.
Shout out Jesse, man. Boys got a walk off, man.
I know we needed that bad. Shout out Rafaela.
I'm just
showing. What, Chris? You got something to say now, Chris? You've been talking the last two games.
Yeah, where you at, Chris?
Where you at, Chris?
Oh,
yeah. Ooh. Red Sox 6 games under 500 now, I think. Shout out.
At least they could hit.
Okay.
I know two teams that can't.
Back with more Boston Red Sox coverage here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I don't know what just went on during the 13th round.
Well, they over there trying to get the Saudi bag. And no disrespect to nobody, but that's ruining boxing more than anything. His Excellency.
Golf. Turkey. Wrestling.
Turkey. I mean, Turkey's just Turkey is ruining boxing. And everybody's so, like, oh, he's doing a great job because he's getting the No, he's ruining the sport, bro.
Why is Saudi so invested in sports? Like, what is this doing for them?
I don't think it's doing anything. He just got, it's like a toy to him.
It's a flex?
It's a flex, yeah. Exactly.
He's got money to blow, and he wants to see these guys fight. So I don't blame him for wanting to bring it home. Like, I get it. If I had a lot of money, I'd try to have fights here in Sacramento all the time. But it's just bad.
Why does everybody keep going to Sacramento? Kenny Caraway throwing his money around.
Oh, the Caraway bag is ruining boxing. Mm-hmm. Having everything in Sacramento.
You got these fighters fighting at weird ass times too, like over there. That's like the killer. Here it's like, sure, it's 1 o'clock or whatever. Over there it's like 7 a.m. or he's been up since 3 a.m.
That's the killer. It's all bad. It's all bad. I met some people the other day that said they were bringing some heavyweight to Sacramento. I got to talk to them again.
Were they wearing shirts or not? Never mind. Don't answer that.
Well, it depends. Were we working or not? We were in a professional setting, so yes, they were wearing shirts.
D'Lo and KC ringside?
Yeah, facts.
Oh, that's cool. Y'all could tell me about it.
You ain't going?
I said D'Lo and KC.
I said y'all could tell me about it. I don't know.
I thought you should leave me feeling. Why come you not? No.
Where your Frank Lucas mink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it went great for him. It went real.
Well, you trying to stay low? You trying to keep a low profile for some reason?
Well, never know, man. Never know. I'm not as loved as Kenny Caraway. Gotta stay out of the streets.
Not true. Can I ask my questions real quick? Sorry, it's a little off kilter. But I thought about
it. It can't be more off kilter than talking about boxing in Saudi Arabia.
I wanted to ask Jesse. I remember a couple months ago, I presented the question to him. Because I said, I don't think Luka and the Lakers are getting to the finals in the next 5 years. You said they would.
Yeah.
Do you still believe that?
Yeah. Mm. It's the Lakers. Like, they're not going to put talent around Luka for the next 5 years. And I guess at this point, it's just a matter of me betting on that and Luka doing his thing. So, I'll bet on that.
They put talent around him all they want. Is it going to be better than the Spurs and the Thunder?
Yeah, it could be.
Like, Will it be?
I don't know. They don't have players there, but I don't see the.
Yes or no?
Okay, how about this? I don't see the Thunder and Spurs as these two teams that are going to dominate the NBA for years to come. Like, they'll be great and all that, but I don't think it's just going to be them two. Like, you can build a team to beat Wemby or the Thunder. So, I guess they could beat them as well.
I mean, there is no definitive answer yet because it's a couple months ago. I was just checking in again. He still thinks.
The hell's your problem? What? Over here grilling Jesse about the Lakers.
Well, that's his team. That's his squad. He's defending them. He's defending them, saying, hey, they're going to make it to the finals. I said they won't.
What is going on here?
I have no idea.
I just thought about this.
And that's just question number one.
Yeah, he's going to ask you something about.
No, so this is something that we talked about in Bump It or Dump It the other day. And I just really want to get your thoughts on this. Paul Skeens, I thought about this because he pitched last night.
Oh, yeah, another loss.
Lost again.
Eight innings, three hits, one earned run, had like 10 Ks.
Bro,
lost.
They lost. So somebody had floated out the idea of Paul Skeens. He's like the best pitcher in baseball right now. He's in his second season. You don't have to pay him money until like 2029, I think it was. But he's the truth. He's the best pitcher in baseball. He can change a damn franchise. Somebody said, why wouldn't the Pirates think about trading him? And basically, we'll say the Giants or the Phillies, a team that's close, that's like a Skeens away from a World Series, and saying, give me your top six prospects, and you can have him. The thought process is, he can be as good as he wants right now. Pittsburgh is awful, and they're going to be awful.
Sure.
So, like, yes, it's good that you get to see him and stuff like that, but they're not even like selling out when he pitches or nothing like that. Like, it's just a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you go to one of these franchises and say, give me your best six prospects? Would you do that? Would you trade this young phenom, if you were the Pirates, for somebody
under the circumstances you told me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, under the circumstances you just laid out. Yeah, I'd absolutely entertain it.
Mm.
Jesse, you said you wouldn't, right?
No, ideally you build around the generational player.
Yeah, but if you're not, but if you're getting the Pirates, anything out of it, like right now.
Well, that's because they choose not to, though. The Pirates choose to be this bad.
I feel like this happens a lot in baseball. Mm. Like, two of the best players of the last 50 years played for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at the same time.
Tragic.
Like, and maybe this is the structure of Major League Baseball, the way that the capless baseball works, the way you can defer money in Major League Baseball. Maybe that's why teams like Pittsburgh or teams like Anaheim or whoever get harmed by this. But I this is one of my big frustrations with baseball. I just don't understand how it works. I do not understand how you build a true contending team outside of the way the Yankees and Dodgers do it.
The Astros did it.
How'd they do it?
The Astros basically tanked for like 4 years, and they got Altuve, Carlos Correa, Bregman. And they, like, when those World Series Astro teams, that was like almost all homegrown because they were awful. Like,
yeah, that's what I was doing.
Bad for like 3 years.
And we don't cover articles about those guys before they really blew up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I get, like, I don't even, I guess that's a little bit more guaranteed than probably the NBA. But if you're like really bad and you're committed to being bad, getting the best players, and then keeping them there for a little while, maybe it might work that time. But what happens a lot of the times is owners of the Pirates, of the Athletics, all this other stuff, they do that, and then they just sell those guys off once they're ready to be contending teams.
Mm-hmm.
So they never see it through to like a winning.
What would you do? Would you do it? Would you?
I'd definitely think about it. I would, and you would think about.
No, I would spend money, and you don't have to even have to be the Dodgers or Yankees. Just don't.
But
be,
does Pittsburgh have the money to spend?
So that's what I looked at. I couldn't. Maybe you could find a better answer for this, but I was trying to figure out what their income is for the season, like what kind of money that you get.
Okay.
And somebody, I think it might have been an AI response too, but after their payroll, which is like $88 million. Which is bottom three in the league. Something about arbitration. The Pirates bring home an estimated $47 million with the third lowest payroll. So to Jesse's point, okay, if you go spend money and say you're middle of the pack, wouldn't you come out of that in the red?
I got an SI article.
Like you only got $47 million to spend, basically. And that would put you near the middle of the pack.
I'm afraid you the wrong color? In the red, like you'd be in the deficit.
Yeah, that's what it...
That's
how I took the numbers that I just saw. Is that right? Because say that $47 million profit, you added that to your payroll. And you start spending and getting people in there.
Uh-huh.
And now you're middle of the pack at like... I don't even know what that is. But let's just say like 100 and...
And is the question, are you losing money if you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, because $47 million, that doesn't seem like very much money.
I don't think that's the case, though. Like, there's an SI article on May 12, 2025, says Pirates rank as one of the MLB's most profitable teams. And then Statista, or however you say that, like this data website or whatever, says that the Pirates amounted to $326 million in 2024.
Damn.
Wait, say it one more time.
They amounted to $326 million in 2024.
That's how much they. That's how much they made.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Then there's no excuse for not trying to build around. Because
even when teams, they choose to be bad.
Even when you take the 88 that you have to pay for payroll, you're still bringing in what, like $200 million?
Yeah, that's not. It's a far cry from 47. That's an entirely different conversation.
100%. I was trying to look for it. I couldn't find it.
And if you're not going to do that, what do you even have this young man for?
Yeah. Hell, in that case, to Jesse's point, like we're talking about, like why even trade? Because even if you get these young guys in here, if you, I hate to say it, You trade him for the Dodgers farm system. They're top seven players. Mm-hmm. You're just going to not do nothing with those guys, too.
The Pirates, Rays, A's, White Sox, and Marlins all have the lowest payrolls. Like, those teams are all, we know they choose not to spend money.
Now, the other aspect of that, too, though, I'm not trying to defend the Pirates, but the other aspect is you got to get people to sign on. So you can be willing to spend all the money you want. But if somebody's like, I'm not going to play in Pittsburgh.
Come play with Paul Skeens and O'Neill Cruz. And like, you got prospects. You just you got a future to sell players, people.
Yeah.
You got the best pitcher in baseball.
I understand Jesse's point. I would seriously consider trading. I would seriously consider it.
Well, if
you're taking the mindset of the Pirates and we're just trying to make money here, then yeah, you trade them.
But you've got to do one or the other.
Feels like it, right?
Like, yeah. Like what would...
Just sitting here and letting him have these dominant performances if this is about nothing.
Yeah, if this is about business and you're not capitalizing on an asset, perhaps your most prized asset, you're running a bad business. So build a contending team that I mean, in Pittsburgh has contended in the past. Build a contending team that inflates your business, or... Yo, just acknowledge what time it is, and
they don't even have like it. It'd even be one thing if on Paul Skeens' pitching days they getting 30,000, you know, because people want to see this great pitcher. That's not even the case, you know. So like to your point, what are you even doing?
Yeah,
what are we doing? Are we trying to win with this guy? And if not, let's just try to get this super haul from a team. Because he's great. But I had never thought about that until I read that article. I had never thought about the idea of trading him until like 2 days ago. And I was like, that, I actually kind of see the vision. But to your point, you got to do one or the other.
It says that the Pirates owner has a net worth of $1.1 billion.
What's his name, Jesse?
What do you mean, what's his name?
What's the owner's name?
Bob. Hold on, let me compose myself. It's Bob Nutting.
Bro, what the?
Hey.
Yo,
hey,
what?
Hey. Come on, Caraway, did you throw the flag?
Immediately I did.
Man.
I'll throw another one. Matter of fact.
Well, wait a minute, hold on. Oh, he's been tossed. Oh, Jesse's been thrown out. Jesse's been thrown out. Oh, man. Kyle Masson coming to restore order here.
Yeah,
to D'Lo and KC.
Been on the exercise bike. I don't know what happened. What? Just trying to stay warm.
Old bro. Kyle Masson coming here to restore order. My goodness.
Crazy.
Wow.
That was crazy. I don't mean to disrespect the man's name, but yo, that's
a whole family of.
Yeah. For whole family of what? Oh, family of what?
It's a long line of...
What? What?
What? Man.
Oh,
Lord, man. Have mercy.
I said we're going to be the FX of radio shows one day.
Wow. Okay, appreciate you guys. Those are two things I was thinking about.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.